It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Milton J. Fletcher was born in Chenango County, New York on October 5, 1862. He was the son of Joseph and Susan Sherwood Fletcher. In 1888, Fletcher graduated from Syracuse University with a degree in teaching. After graduation, Fletcher began his career as a teacher, serving as principal of Dryden High School for 6 years and also principal at Unadilla for 5 years. In the fall of 1899, he came to Jamestown as principal of the high school and held the post for 20 years. During that time, he also taught American history and government. One of his most notable students was Robert H. Jackson. In 1919, he became superintendent of the entire city system. During Fletcher's tenure as superintendent, the first guidance department was established in Jamestown. He was also responsible for the establishment of the junior high school system in Jamestown, along with the building of 3 junior high school buildings. He also served in a number of civic groups, including serving as president of the Centennial Commission of 1927. After his retirement in 1932, Fletcher began working on a book entitled Lincoln's Democracy, designed for use as a supplementary reading course for high school students of American history. Failing health delayed the preparation of the book, and it was not until a few months prior to his death in 1952 that it was completed. However, no company was willing to undertake the publication of the book, and as a result, a memorial fund was established by Fletcher's former students, teachers, and admirers who wished to see his work preserved. The book was published, and copies can be found in the libraries at Jamestown Community College in SUNY Fredonia, as well as at his alma mater at Syracuse University. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.